2-2. Swung on, blasted, deep right field. That'll do it. Bryson Stott bangs one off the auxiliary scoreboard in right field, and the Phillies have the lead in the eighth. He hammered that pitch, his sixth homer of the year, and the Phillies have a 3-1 lead.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the midday show, and there it was, Bryson Stott, Scott Fransky on the call as Bryson Stott goes deep. Yesterday, Phillies needed that home run badly. They end up beating the Reds 3-1. But an interesting incident on Friday at the end of the game. Bryson Stott popped out to end the game, Hugh. And after the game, you know, they're doing the wrap-up on TV, and they show the Phillies dugout, and it looked like Nick Castellanos was having some words with the fans, and apparently he was defending Bryson Stott for, I guess, fans heckling him.
Gotta love the fans,
after a poor at-bat there.
Gotta love the fans. Gotta love the fans here in Philadelphia.
And here was Rob Thompson talking about what happened.
Yesterday, some of the players maybe were drawn with a fan or something like that. Did you see that in the moment or see the video afterwards?
I didn't see it in the moment. I heard about it afterwards, but from what I hear, somebody said something to Stott or about Stott, and his teammates were protecting him.
Now, what are your thoughts on that, Hugh? I don't know what was said to Bryson or about Bryson Stott, and who knows.
We can recklessly speculate.
Yeah, what were you?
Wasn't nothing nice. probably garbage.
Would you like to repeat it?
It probably was some blue. They probably worked a little blue, you know.
That being said,
just like a you suck.
Yeah.
No, it probably definitely wasn't a you suck.
If it's just a you suck, then I don't think that would warrant a response from the dugout. But probably not a good idea to kind of get into it with the fans. Would you agree?
Probably not. But listen, I look at it like this. You have to be able to take it as well as you give it. Like you do. I feel that way because a lot of times, like I've become friends with people when it usually goes that way. You can't be a snowflake. Can't be sensitive. If you're one of those fans that is out there and you're talking trash and somebody says something back to you, you can't clutch your pearls and talk about being appalled at that point, because that's just not how the world works, especially nowadays. So if you're one of those cats that like to dish it out, you best be able to take it as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And again, like, this is probably, judging by the dugout's reaction, it seems like it's something that probably crossed the line. You know, beyond your typical. Because, you know, these guys hear
especially
stuff all
if
the
you,
time.
Listen, especially if you do that. Like, I feel like this. If you're one of those fans that says, like, you know, you suck or you stink, that's fair. That's fair play. When you start talking about other stuff and feeling emboldened, then that's when you might get a two-piece with no biscuit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a thin line. I'm all for being heckled and saying certain things to people. But when you feel emboldened and like, you know, hands won't be put on you, then I'm not recommending you put hands on somebody. But if it happens, then don't look like, you know, and be surprised.
Well, do you like the response from the dugout? Do you like the players kind of sticking up for him in that spot?
Well, I do, because it's his teammate. You know, especially when you talk about the last couple of weeks that we've had where, you know, guys have been, feel like they've been speaking out of turn a little bit, talking about Topper and things of that nature. It shows me that there's still kind of a close-knit group, you know, especially when you have Casty talking or defending his teammate like that. So, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. So, just something to monitor. But Bryson Stott, who knows? Maybe it motivated him. Maybe that helped get him going on Sunday.
Maybe that is the case.
As he hit the game-winning home run. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Tasty Cake Dom. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing? Hey, you.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Teammate always sticks up for a teammate, right?
Definitely.
You?
Always.
That's just how it goes.
Definitely.
So, and Tommy, the other thing you had me thinking all afternoon, you're talking about LeBron in the bubble. Only thing I remember in the bubble is our genius coach, Doc Rivers, decided that our all-star point guard wasn't even a point guard and handed the keys over to Shake Milton.
Well, Tom, I'm pretty sure the coach in the bubble was Brett Brown, right? Am I wrong about that?
No. I think it was Doc.
I think that was Brett's
was
last
Brett?
Year. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah.
Well, but they moved. Okay, so it was Brett moved him to power forward.
Yeah, that's a long. Dom, honestly, that whole era feels like ages ago to me. It's hard for me to remember.
6 years ago, ain't it?
Exactly, 5 years ago. Yeah, it's hard for me to remember. But yeah, the bubble Sixers were not fun to watch.
Yeah. That's what I. They took the ball out of Ben's hands, which was his best attribute.
Yeah, Shake Milton did have a good run in the bubble, though, Dom.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I think it was Doc. I'm sorry, but I just
don't worry about it.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. It's
don't worry about
long
it.
Time
it's,
ago.
It's, yeah, not, it's too long ago. Okay.
Yeah. What do you got What do you got on the Phils, Dom?
So I said to Kyle, to me, you got to go get the bullpen piece. Because I said if Jeff Hoffman was still here, the Phillies would have a 6-game lead and have the best record in baseball right now.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
one move.
They'd certainly be better. And the Romano over Hoffman decision was a really bad one, Dom. And another one that's frustrating, you see what Sir Anthony Dominguez is doing this season? I mean, he's pitching great for Baltimore. I think he'd gone, as of the other day, I don't think he'd allowed a run in the month of June. And that's a guy the Phillies, you know, gave away for Austin Hayes last year.
Yeah, I got to believe that Bryce is going to get, I mean, he looked overmatched this weekend. I mean, the Ranger game was, he struck out four times for Ranger.
Yeah, he was really
Bryce
struggling.
Struck out four times in that game.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend for Harper, no question about it.
And the last thing I'll say is, I think it's highway robbery that Trey Turner's not an all-star. I mean, what do you got to do?
Yeah, I mean, and appreciate the call, Dom. Thanks, man. I mean, yeah, I mean, he leads the NL in hits. I think Trey should have made
that was
it
a
as
huge
well.
Oversight. Yeah,
yeah, huge so. Oversight. But yeah, I mean, I just realized that last week about what Sir Anthony Dominguez is doing this year. A guy that the Phillies gave up on, gave away, and you have a bullpen that is low on depth. Kind of frustrating. You see him pitching so well down in Baltimore.
Well, I will say this, and this is not an excuse, but this is a fact. Everybody does not do well here. Everybody does not, you know, they just don't mesh well here. And that's the fact. When you see certain things that happen to certain players, it's just that Philly's a unique place. And if you're not built to be here, Bryce Huff is a good example of that. Bryce Huff, when he signed in the city, this might not be what I need.
Right. And Sir Anthony's a guy he had success previously, and he hadn't had for 2 years, he was not very good here, and last year he had not pitched well at all. But I don't know if you give up on a guy that talented.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, again, it might have not been a situation where he felt like it was conducive being here.
Yeah.
You know, it's just everybody can't play here. Everybody just, it's just impossible for some people.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to Joe in Frankfurt. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up,
one of the reasons I love baseball so much is because you could fail 7 out of 10 times and still be considered great. That being said, this team's been so inconsistent lately. I mean, they're like the little girl with the curls. Either they're really, really, really good or they're really, really bad as far as the hitting's concerned. They need a bullpen arm and a right or left-handed bat. I don't care what, but a bat, a professional hitter. And one more thing, I just wanted to get this out. I really had to call because a few callers ago, I heard a crazy statement. A guy wanted to trade Ranger Suarez for Painter, and he's been inconsistent. You want, like you said, you want him to force his way in. This way, you don't have to send him back down.
But the way I look at it, Joe, is if your other option is Taiwan, then who cares? Just throw him out there. See what happens.
Who, Painter? Why? What if you ruin him? What if he comes up and he lets up 5 runs, 6 runs his first couple starts, and then what? His confidence is shot, and then you're sending him back down.
He's not going to be – if he's ruined by that, he's not as good as you think he is anyway. He's not going to fall apart.
I don't think he's as good as we think he is. He's had a few shady starts down there already. I mean, it's not like he's been lighting it up. That's what I'm saying. Like, other guys have been lit it up to come up here. Yeah.
Well, I think that's kind of the problem is they don't have anybody lighting it up right now, which is why they have to go back to Taiwan. But
right, exactly. But what I'm making is, you know, somebody called saying they want to trade Ranger. So Ranger's one of the best pitchers in baseball right now.
Yeah, no, trade.
That is your the pitching of the Phillies right now is their strong suit. Why would you get rid of a starting pitcher in your lineup? It makes no sense to me.
No, Joe, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that, man, and appreciate the call. Yeah, you're not trading Ranger. And the trading of Ranger conversation, I think, needs to stop. It's just crazy.
That we're trading? Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. But, yeah, I mean, I think with Painter, if he were to come up, whatever. If he gets shelled, he goes back down, it'll be fine. That happened to Sanchez a couple years ago. Sanchez came up a few times. It didn't go well for him. He went back down. He worked it out. Came back up, and he was fine.
You know, it's funny, though. I thought that Mick Abel would probably get another start before the All-Star break, but that they said we...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling about Mick Abel. Those last couple starts weren't great.
Yeah, it was tough.
He has trouble throwing strikes.
Yeah, it was tough.
Which is not good.
I still think he's a fine trade piece. Like, I don't think he's... Because I know people have reacted pretty heavily the other way after he started stinking and acting like he's just untradeable now because nobody will want him. Like, somebody would still take that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we overreact to what we see at the major league level, but, like, these organizations, you think they're smart enough to not overreact to a couple starts here. Like, if they liked Mick Abel before he came up, you think they'll probably still like him and think they can work with him. So I would agree on that. I don't think that his trade value is, like, totally gone because of what happened the last few weeks here. Let's go to Joe in Roxborough. What's up, Joe?
Is that me?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just all you, brother.
Oh, how you doing?
All right.
I got a few things about the Phillies. Good to talk to you guys. But anyway, we got a problem. We got a lot of problems with the Phillies. First of all, you got a general manager that signed Nola for 7 years for $25 million a year. It was like we did with Howard years ago, signed him when he was on his way down. And then we got Kepler, who can't hit his way out of paper bag, right? That's the first thing. That's why his name's Dombrowski. Second thing is the manager, Thompson. The only difference between Manuel and Thompson is Thompson, you can understand him when he talks. Either one of them had nothing to do with where the Phillies are at right now or where the Phillies were then. Manuel was a babysitter.
Oh, that's stop it, Joe. There. You don't give Charlie Manuel any credit for what the Phillies did?
No, because he was a babysitter. Just like this Thompson, this guy cannot pick pitching. He screws up pitching, the pitching rotation every time. If Thompson was the manager last year, we would have won 10 more games.
Thompson was the manager last year. He was the manager last year, Joe. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. When he was the manager last year, we lost 10 games because of him.
Who would you rather have as the manager?
Well, that's for them to decide. I'm not going to say. I don't know.
That's a cop out, Joe. That's what that is.
I'll tell you what. Me, I'll be the manager.
Oh, come on.
I'm a better manager than they are.
What's Paul Jones?
Then you got Sosa. He picked Sosa was hitting 600 when he benched him. Well, he benched him for 2 weeks, and he brought him back, and he played for a while, and he benched. Sosa should be playing every damn day. He's one of the best ball players on that team.
Oh, Sosa. Okay. I thought you were talking about Mike Sosa,
He said Sosa.
I thought he was talking about the former Angels manager, Mike Sosa. But, yeah.
No. I'm talking about shortstop, second base, third base, whatever you want to call him. Sosa is one of the best ball players on that team.
Yeah, he's very good, Joe, and I appreciate the call. The Rob Thompson criticism is just outrageous to me. Like,
well,
Rob
a lot
Thompson's
of people don't like
job.
A lot of people don't like the way he manages. They think that sometimes he needs to rule with an iron fist, and you know you try to tell people as nicely as possible that a lot of times that formula doesn't work anymore. You know, it's not what players respond to like back in the day. It's not the same. But you know, some people they don't want to hear that.
Do you think it works? Do you think it would help the team to have more of a kind of iron-fisted approach?
I don't like your team has to be built like that. I don't think this team is. I like to call it suburban energy. They have a lot of suburban energy.
Suburban energy.
Yeah, they got a lot of suburban energy. They don't feel like they're the type of cats that you can really talk too rough to, and they will respond to that. Like somebody said, they rode around. Energy. They rode around in a lot of minivans when they went to their baseball practices and stuff. They did the minivan.
The suburban energy entailed, like, do you imagine people in the suburbs are just standing on their lawns ripping heaters and drinking Natty Light?
Ripping heaters and drinking natties.
Yeah.
Depends on the suburb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, that's the suburbs short. That Schwarber came from. No cats. Not Schwarber, but Bryce. Right, no, they're not. Bryce,
I like that. Suburban energy.
Suburban energy.
All right, it's the time of the day where we need to check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What are you worried about over there?
No, I'm not. I'm never worried. I just find it hilarious.
I see Hugh's getting riled up. He's getting ready.
Nah. Just as a quick aside, since some of these are not YouTube comments, sometimes I find a Twitter comment that either annoys me or I feel the need to throw in here and mention. But this happens pretty often if we put a poll up and you'll get a stray comment that's like, the real poll is this, or like the real poll. Why don't you post your own poll then and have your six followers vote on it? See where they come down.
That sounds,
it's the Kyle I know.
Loser.
He's back.
He's back. It didn't take long, did it?
Hugh throwing shade at Wheeler is despicable. That's strong. Despicable is strong.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody that is a fun at parties that doesn't get the joke at all.
Here we go.
Yeah. Notice not too many people were fans of Perspective Kyle today. So, I'll put him on the shelf for tomorrow.
Perspective Kyle has got to go away and not come back for a while.
We'll see what happens the rest of the week. I took the pledge, so I react accordingly. Kyle's looking rough after his time off. This is as good as it gets, so you might need to adjust your scale.
I'm secretly still reeling from how Hugh greeted me today.
Yeah, dude, you look bad. You like you got banged up,
just
dog.
Just saying, hey, dog, do you have a rough one? Yeah. Like, what?
You look like you got banged up.
Well, the good thing is, somebody said,
oh, no.
TK seems like a respectable, level-headed man.
Okay.
That's good.
Setup. That was I was surprised.
I kind of don't like that.
Not the popular sentiment, though, in the chat today. Okay. TK looks like he manages a failing restaurant chain.
I don't know how, but that was fun.
It kind of works. I could see that.
What kind of food?
Yeah, I don't know. I got the name, but you never know. You want to be careful. Yeah. Sponsors.
Whoever did that one, that was real creative.
I think Hugh agrees.
Yeah.
It's just like you pulled that one out the air.
Man,
it's tough, man.
It's tough.
TK rocking the Shirley Temple haircut.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I could see it. Why are we listening to a guy that can't even ride a roller coaster?
Are you talking about me?
Oh, come on.
He was talking about TK.
Oh, TK? Oh, yeah. I thought he was talking about, I thought I caught a stray.
I am not that tall, but I am definitely tall enough to ride a roller coaster.
Well, speaking of that, Hugh's big ass probably should be buying multiple tickets for things like movie theaters and airplanes.
That's a good one.
Seats. Yep. If you had to rank the least who's the person you would least want to go to a movie theater with? Because you and Spike are movie buddies. There's a person at WIP that you would least want to go to see a movie with.
Who, me? You're asking?
Yes, you.
I would probably say Mosh. That was the first name that popped in my head.
Oh, man.
You're always coming for Mosh.
No, Mosh is like Mosh. No, I
was
going to
say DeCamber. Like, DeCamber feels like the answer to all of those
questions.
No, but
Mosh feels like he would talk. Mosh feels like he would talk during the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mosh feels like he's going to ask questions. Like, we're watching the movie at the same time, but Mosh feels like he likes to ask questions when he's at the movie. Like, damn, Mosh, we watching at the same time.
Mosh likes to talk.
Yeah. All right. Last thing here, and this is one of those that can only play with pretty much the full context of it. But this happened at the end of last segment, and see if you or Hugh picks up on something that TK dropped in here.
I did not realize that at the time. Yeah.
Y'all call me childish.
Sorry,
it's still applicable, I guess. I don't know.
it's no worse than things you've said.
No,
accidentally.
You got to understand. There's times during the course of the day where the inside jokes that I tell myself, like I was doing the Hatfield read and I was talking about the Carnitas and and everything, and I just start giggling.
Yeah, that's about where we're going to have to leave that.
Boneless carnitas. Boneless carnitas. Shout out to Hatfield.
That's it for you, people.
Yeah, that's it. Boneless carnitas. Don't give me some of the boneless carnitas.
There you go. Well done, you people. I did not like that failing restaurant owner comment. That was disturbing. That was disturbing.
He got cooked.
he roasted me. I don't know if I can recover from that one.
Yeah,
we'll
that
see what
funny.
You people have for us tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be more complimentary.
Has anybody seen? But sidebar. Before we go, has anybody seen Bear Brooks? Like, I was watching Bear this morning. Bear,
are you looking for him?
No.
I didn't know what context was for that.
Because Bear shaved right. And I can't unsee. He looks like Mike Brown, the new coach of the Knicks. I can't unsee it. Like, when you look.
Okay.
Like, Bear messed around. I guess he lost the bet, and he shaved all his facial hair off.
I guess if he doesn't have the facial hair, I can see
And he looked like Mike Brown. He looked like, and I was like, damn, Bear looked like Mike Brown.
Are you only saying that because they're both bald and have no facial hair?
No, because they have no facial hair and he had his glasses on. Shout out to my man, B. Brooks. But he looked like Mike Brown. When I saw him today, I was like, damn, B looked like Mike Brown.
Okay. Let's get one more call in here. Let's go to Ethan. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, how are we doing?
Good.
What's going on, man?
Went to a playoff game a couple of years ago, and Trey had a dribbler down the line, and he didn't hustle it all the way out. Turned out not to be a fair ball. Got in and right in front of me behind the dugout, starts yelling at him about, you know, earning the money, earning the $300 million contract. And Castellanos turns around, and I'm sitting right behind this guy, and so he wasn't exactly sure who said it. I was kind of gesturing. It was this guy in front of me sitting next to his wife. And Castellanos pretty much just told him to shut up and, be a good fan. And the usher backed up Castellanos. The usher came and told him, be a good fan or else you're going to be leaving the game here. And then the guy's wife had to console him. It was, pretty funny. But, definitely not the first instance. And I'd imagine there's a few more of Nick doing something like that to the fans, getting into it.
Yeah.
But to me, that was unreasonable, what the fan was doing. In the moment, what Nick did was, just a teammate sticking up for another teammate.
I hear you, Ethan. I'm sorry, man. We got to run. But, I think that's probably what it is. I mean, it actually made me feel better about it. That it was about Stott, not about Castellanos.
Yeah.
Like that, if it was Castellanos just getting back at a fan for saying something about him, that would have bothered me more.
Yeah, and it lets you know, to a certain extent, that there's still a tight-knit group in that locker room.
Yeah.
Even though that, a couple weeks ago, like I said, there was a little bit of a tete-a-tete. Let you know that they're still in it. They're still in it to win it.
Yeah. Well, that'll be it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you to Kyle Quinn for producing the show. Hopefully no perspective Kyle tomorrow. But a big Taiwan Walker start tomorrow night. We'll talk a lot about that. Stay tuned. Afternoon show coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.